Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Stop getting quite a few tweets from people about that story. Everybody wants to chime in and tell us why they hate the Dallas Cowboys. Now, do you hate Dallas?
Not as much as I hate Philly.
Really?
I hate Dallas, but they haven't been good in my lifetime.
Right.
The Eagles certainly have been, and I hate their stupid tush push, and I hate Jalen Hurts. So
yeah.
I hate Philly more.
I feel like I definitely could talk about my hate for Philly and the tush push.
I hate the Cowboys for sure.
Yeah.
A mediocre on the Giants. They're kind of fun right now.
I mean, but you are right in terms of the last 15 years, Philadelphia has been more of the rival,
yeah,
as Dallas has been bad. But to me, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins will always be the biggest rivalry in the National Football League, and it's rivalry week here on AWOD Radio. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. Give us your reason why you hate the Cowboys, or dare I say, Cowboys fans, you could call in and tell us why you hate Washington. 833-804-0910 here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So look, the key matchup for this game here on Sunday does feel like it's our offense against their defense. I feel very unconfident that our defense is going to get very many stops against the Dallas Cowboys. But can we keep up with them? Right? This is why I think it reminds me of that Detroit game last year, where going into it, all week long the talk was, they got Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown and two different running backs and a good tight end, and Washington's going to have to outscore them. Their offense is going to have one of those games where they don't punt the football. We've been able to do that under Jaden Daniels, right?
Yep.
And so that's why I think this is what it comes down to this weekend is, can Washington's offense keep up with the Cowboys' offense? And then do we maybe go for two? Do we go for it on fourth down, something to kind of flip the momentum and really take that away from the Dallas Cowboys? But there's a lot of interesting storylines for this matchup here, but I think it starts with the quarterbacks. Dak Prescott, for the last, pretty much since he came into the league, has been the top quarterback in the NFC East. Well, now that's kind of changing. Not as much this season, but last year felt like the changing of the guards, with Dak getting hurt, Jalen Hurts winning a Super Bowl, and Jaden Daniels having a fantastic rookie year. It's like Dak Prescott hurt all the haters, because he has responded and been fantastic this weekend, and he would get MVP votes, right? I mean, I think Michael said that. I would say he would get MVP votes, and he's not the reason that they are below 500 right now at all. Dak Prescott has been second in the NFL for the key ratings for quarterbacks, yards and touchdowns, and QBR. So I think the biggest storyline is the matchup at the quarterback position. But then you also look into it and you say, well, what about the coaches, right? So Schottenheimer Jr. was there as the offensive coordinator. Dan Quinn was there as the defensive coordinator. Well, they've both gotten raises, right? They both upgraded a little bit here. Schottenheimer's offense against Dan Quinn's defense here. What's going to give? Is Dan Quinn's defense going to be able to create turnovers? That's the only way I think that Washington can win this game. That or simply Jaden Daniels is pretty much perfect, and the offense walks the ball up and down the field the entire game. I think this is one of those games where it could come down to which team has better time management at the end of the first half and at the end of the second half. Because I think this is an opportunity for definitely for Washington, because Dan Quinn loves to defer and get the ball to start the second half.
Right.
This could be a game where, all right, Dallas goes down the field 7-0. Washington goes down the field 7-7, right? Fair field goals for each team. It's 10-10. Who's going to score right before the half? And then who's going to be the first team to score in the third quarter? If Washington can go back-to-back scores and give themselves a two-possession lead, I think that could be the difference in this game. But also, same could be said about the Dallas Cowboys. I really hope that Washington doesn't beat ourselves here, but we have all season long with penalties and with turnovers. If there's any week to kind of get rid of that and play clean football, that would be this weekend for Washington. It's going to be a battle. I mean, last year, Washington was at the top. Dallas was at the bottom. And they came into Washington and won by 1 point because of a missed extra point. I mean, and then at the end of the season, Washington was at their highest.
Yes.
And Dallas was at their lowest. And Jaden Daniels was awful in the first half. That's why I said yesterday, he is due for a good game against Dallas. Because he did not have a good one when we lost by one. And then he got pulled at halftime because of a phantom injury. And they wanted him healthy for the postseason in the second game against Dallas.
When can we let him out of that stupid knee brace?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's a conversation for, you know, the medical staff there. It kind of seems like they're going to keep it on him to mitigate any type of very damaging injury, right?
And maybe it did help when that defender ran right into it.
Yeah. Well, that's because he dropped the ball, right? He dropped the ball twice in the game. Like, Jaden Daniels said he had a lack of focus. So true. He has not been dropping the ball ever.
No,
he dropped the
literally
ball
I don't think he ever did that.
I mean, the first one, it was just like embarrassing, right? It just slipped out of his hands. And he dribbled it as he tried to run and then took a big hit. The second one cost us the game, but at least it was like I understood it more. Like it was a little bit of a lower snap. There was a wet ball. He kind of shoved it into the chest of Bill. I still think if McNichols was in, he would have found a way to recover that. I don't trust Bill and his inexperience in tough situations like that. I think that was a mistake on the coaching staff having him in. Obviously, Jaden Daniels took the blame and should, because that's what a mature quarterback does, right, and a leader. But I would not have had Bill in the game at that point. It's rivalry week here on AWOD Radio, and it's going to be a really good matchup because these are teams that can score the ball, and these are defenses that have just not been able to get off the field. The Cowboys are giving up 30 points per game. If Washington's offense doesn't score 30, we've got problems. And 30 might not be enough to win it either. That's the other part about this situation here, is it might be a race to 40, if not even higher than that. Washington's only given up 21 points per game this year, but, of course, we have given up so many points early in games, and this is not a game in which you want to find yourself, you know, behind the eight ball and give the Dallas Cowboys an early advantage. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. After practice today, I'm hoping we'll get an update on Terry McLaurin. I expect him to be limited again. I think they will get him full practice by Friday. And if that happens, he's trending towards playing on Sunday. Dorrance Armstrong's questionable. Debo Samuel's not, I don't think, questionable, but he was not a participant in practice on Wednesday. To me, that's more of a Veterans Day off thing because he had the heel injury all last week and still played. But also, Chris Rodriguez has been dealing with a calf injury, and with Bill's fumbling issues, I think that's a bigger deal. I really like what he brought to the team last year as the fourth quarter man. We're down already a key back in Austin Ekeler for the season. I want to get Chris Rodriguez back, especially with Bill putting the ball on the turf. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, from the NFL to the college ranks, Preston Willett will join us. Talk a little UVA coming up next on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most college talk in town. If you want UVA athletics content, that is Monday night's Who's Talking. We are the home of the Hokies as well. And joining us right now for a full 30 minutes of UVA athletics, and I think it's important because we've got a top 25 team in the country for UVA football. Joining us right now from the Sabre.com and the Who's On podcast, you can check out twice a week, it's Preston Willett. What's up, Preston?
What's up, Adam? Good to be here in person. Check out the studio and stuff. And we're coming off, for us personally, a Chelsea win before the international bye week. So it's always good to talk to you after that.
Absolutely. I love that we have that in common. And I saw you last week at ACC tip-off, so we'll talk a little bit basketball later. But, I mean, let's just start with this. Are you shocked at the start to the UVA football season?
No, not shocked. I think going into the season, that Florida State-Louisville games back-to-back, that was really the, you know, can they get one out of those games? They get two of them. I thought they would win earlier in the year against NC State. So, I mean, honestly, it all kind of evens out. And, you know, they're 5-1 right now heading in after this bye week. They're going into Washington State. They're, you know, 17.5-point favorite. That's a lot of points for me. I don't think I'd touch that over-under. But, this is exactly kind of what we thought they would be doing this season. And it's crazy to think they're 18th ranked in the country. They're 3-0 in the ACC right now and have every chance at going to Charlotte for the ACC championship game. And, you know, everyone's even, you know, looking at college football playoff percentages right now, which, you know, what universe are we in that Virginia is looking at college football playoff odds right now? But yeah, this is it. Like, this is why they went out and got so many players from the transfer portal, why they got Chandler Morris at quarterback, why they got all those offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and invested, you know, close to, you know, $20 million in this program in the offseason to get to this point.
Yeah. CFP, College Football Playoff. That talk is real. It's absolutely real. It's incredible. I'll be honest, though, you've got a lot more faith in the program and Tony Elliott than I did. I thought that this was going to be a doom and gloom year. I really did. I had more faith in the Hokies, and you turn around and you look at, oh, they're going down to the gutter, and UVA is rising right now. And I guess it's because I didn't have enough faith in Chandler Morris. And as you kind of really dig into his story, you understand. All right. His dad was a coach. His dad worked at Clemson with Tony Elliott. Tony Elliott met him when he was like 14 years old. And then he went off and had opportunities at Oklahoma, at TCU, but not enough playing time. Then went down a level and is now stepping back up. And it's honestly, it's the coolest transfer portal story in the country right now, in my mind.
It is, absolutely. And you look at, before we talk about Chandler, look at his coach at North Texas, Eric Morris, who has done a pretty good job there at North Texas. But look at the quarterbacks that he's worked with over his time. He's the one that found Cam Ward out of nowhere. Zero-star prospect. Found him. Now look, he's the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. He also found John Mateer, who's at Oklahoma now.
Wow.
He got Chandler Morris, you know, kind of resurrected his career. I talked to Chandler earlier this year, and I talked to Chandler's dad too, Chad Morris, the former offensive coordinator at Clemson. They all credit Eric Morris for kind of revitalizing his career, and now he's doing it again at North Texas with I think it's Drew Testemaker, who's done pretty well there as a former walk-on quarterback in North Texas. So full credit to Eric Morris down in North Texas. But Chandler's, he's always had, the ability to read the game really well. That's kind of what happens when you're a coach's son. I know that his dad told me that, he was creating playbooks on the playground as a, fifth grader with some of the other coaches' kids at Clemson. So he's always had a mind for this stuff. It was finding the right fit. And Des Kitchings, the offensive coordinator, told me before the season, this is the most perfect fit that they've had for this offense since they've been there at quarterback. And you look at their first year, Brennan Armstrong, bad fit. Good player, bad fit. You look at Anthony Calandria.
They wanted bad, it to fit, but it was like a square and a circle peg.
Exactly.
Or
I don't know if it's a bad fit, not a fully realized player, but Chandler Morris is the quarterback that they wanted Anthony Calandria to become. And he's just has such a calm, collected nature when he's out there on the field. He distributes the ball all over the place. You really don't know with this UV offense who's going to be the guy this game. Is it Trell Harris? Is it Jamari Taylor? Is it Xavier Brown? Like, you don't have no idea who is going to come from. Cam Ross, another one.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Cardiac Cavs have won four straight. Last two, though, in overtime. What are you thinking about this game this weekend against Washington State? Feels a little bit like a trap. Like, all right, it's a non-conference in the middle of where you're at the top of the conference in terms of your conference record. Got to take care of business, though.
I definitely think it's a trap. If you look back at what Washington State just did last week.
Oh, I know.
They took Ole Miss to the ropes at Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss looks like top three team in the country right
now. Yeah, absolutely. They lost 24-21, but the one thing that I might feel a little bit better about going into this week is Washington State had to travel to Mississippi. Their equipment truck stayed out on the East Coast, but they traveled back to Washington. Mm. Now they're coming back to Virginia. That's just a lot of travel, and that's something this team's got to get used to this year because, playing with a not actual conference right now in the Pac-12, like, they got to travel out there. I think they have another game at JMU later this season, so they got to come back out to Virginia. So it's just a ton of travel for them, and, Virginia, their record after bye weeks under Tony Elliott, 4-0. Like, they... something magical about those bye weeks. Now, of course, wouldn't this be the year that the bye week magic isn't working, but everything else is. I think this sets up well for Virginia. They have a bunch of offensive linemen coming back, including the center Brady Wilson. They've got a bunch of other offensive linemen, Mikhail Boley, who got hurt in that Louisville game. So they should be healthier going into this game, and I think they should set up well ahead of a couple road games coming up at UNC and Chapel Hill.
We've got Preston Willett with us here. Check out his work, a writer for The Saber and also the host of Who's On, the podcast that you can check out multiple times a week, talking all things UVA. Here's the other thing, and I'm sure you've covered this. We've talked about it on our show. To be honest with you, there has been an attendance issue That's, you got to go to this game. Like, yeah. I mean, come on now. You're a top 20 team in the country. I felt that against the Florida State game, the crowd got better as the game went on, but it was a little disappointing early on. I'm sure, you know, you felt that way with some of the earlier games this season. If you are a fan of this program, there has never been a better time to go to football games, right?
No, I mean, this is, you know, we go back to my childhood growing up, you know, in the 2000s, like, they're getting 50, 60,000 people regularly there at Scott Stadium. And so, you know, I actually, after the Stanford game, it was a primetime game on ACC Network for ACC opener, and they could barely get 40,000 people in the stadium. So, I mean, I took a little shot at fans on Twitter afterwards being like, you got to do better next week against Florida State. And they did. I mean, getting over 50,000 is not a, you know, it's an accomplishment for this fan base right now. And so it's building up. I think they are talking about getting over 50,000 again this week for Washington State. And so it's something that builds up. UVA, you know, the fan base always has been, it takes a little bit of time to kind of kick things back into gear. You saw that with, you know, men's basketball. But once they had that sustained success, you know, you can't get a ticket at JPJ most nights during that run there. So I think this is something that'll, you know, if they continue to show it out there on the field, and not just this season, it's going to have to be next season. You know, they just don't have that sustained success over a long period of time in football. And, you know, we thought we might get there back in 2019 when they got to the Orange Bowl, and it was like, all right, riding high right now, going into the next season. And then you get COVID and no one's in the stadium. So I think they're building back up. And so just getting 50,000 people consistently, like, it was a great crowd by the time things got ramped up. The student section, I mean, you can't knock what they're doing. Like, they're showing up every game.
Yeah.
You know, they may not be there for the second half in some of these blowouts, but, you know, they're showing up.
Yeah, no, and they were awesome against Florida State. I felt like the crowd urged the team to victory there in overtime, and then once again in overtime against Louisville. You know, you look at some of the scores of these games here, and you're like, all right, well, they gave up 38 against Florida State, 27 against Louisville. But I think we should talk about the positive. The defense has gotten stops when they need them to.
Yeah, it's always been John Rodzinski's kind of MO. It's the bend but don't break defense, and that's kind of what they've always been. They broke a lot more last year. They broke a lot more the year before that. This year, they're not breaking as much. And the bigger difference for me with this defense is they're actually making some splash plays. I was looking it up before I came over. You know, they're tied for 25th in the country right now in sacks with 16. Guess how many they had all last season? 19. They finished second to last in the ACC. They've already almost at that number just through halfway through the season. And, you know, you look at guys like Ohio State transfer Mitchell Melton has made a huge difference there. He only has 2.5 sacks this season, but he's gotten in the backfield a lot. He's been playing with a club on his hand, so wrapping up isn't his specialty right now. But Daniel Rickard, who is – I got a story coming up on him on the Sabre.com, but – you know, this is a guy that's 6'2", 230 pounds, but is second in the ACC in sacks right now. Came from Tennessee Tech. Complete diamond in the rough that Virginia found there, and he has 4.5 sacks right now. Second to only Anthony from Duke down there right now. So, you know, they found a way to get some pass rush. You know, you look at the Louisville game, the defense was the one scoring the points. Donovan Platt had a big fumble return for a touchdown. Cam Robinson, who you can't name more than two linebackers in the ACC that are better than that guy right now. Like, he is electric out there, and he makes such a big difference that we saw, you know, the first three games of the season, Virginia struggled defensively, you know, to wrap up tackles, wrap up the runner. As soon as Cam Robinson comes back, a lot of those problems start to dissipate because that's how much of a difference that he makes out there on the defense side. So I think the defense, you know, they still have some big major concerns in the secondary. That's going to be a question for them throughout the rest of the season. But, you know, they've given this offense that's one of the best offenses in the country enough to work with.
Yep, absolutely. It's been an incredible season. UVA fans should celebrate it. Everybody that lives in Virginia should celebrate it. I just love tobacco local team. 5-1, tied for first in the ACC. I got to ask you, though, how much of this success has to do with the influx of money that has been poured into the program?
No, you can't ignore it. And that's, you know, we did midseason grades this past week and we gave the front office an A because you can't ignore it. Like, that's the difference right now is they have the, one guy put it to me last year. They're sitting at the Virginia Tech game and watching those guys come out and they're like, man, we don't have any dudes. They got dudes now. Like, they have dudes. Like, they are a get-off-the-bus type of team.
Jamari Taylor's a dude.
Jamari Taylor's a dude. I mean, like, gosh, I can't say enough about that guy. Just the way he runs the football. Like, he may not be that, you know, peak athlete, but he is a, you know, he's tough. And you can't bring him down the first time. Everyone's tried. No one's succeeded so far. You can't bring that guy down. So they have dudes, and that's a huge part of it. And you mentioned earlier, like, sitting here, you know, I was, you know, admittedly a little bit higher on Virginia Tech going into this year, too. But... And I would have never guessed we'd be sitting here, you know, in October and Tony Elliott has a top 25 football team and, you know, Virginia Tech is in the middle of a coaching search right now. I wouldn't have expected that. I wouldn't have expected last year, year before that, because I liked the Brent Pry hire originally. And obviously, you know, things kind of went the way it did there. But, yeah, they've found a way to kind of not just get guys, but get the right guys. Because, you know, a lot of teams bring in a ton of transfers every offseason, Florida State last year, and it doesn't always work. It's finding the right guys that kind of move the needle for you, and that's what they got this year.
Talking UVA with Preston Willett. Check out his work, thesaber.com, and the Who's On podcast. If you have a question, UVA fan, you could chime in 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Hanging out with Preston Willett. You can check out his work, Sabre.com, and Who's On the Podcast. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, I love coming down here, man. It's a nice little ride.
Yeah, I mean, if UVA keeps winning, we got to do this more and more often. It's been an incredible football season, and I think you have to say that the juice really started with that Florida State win, but then the fact that you win the next one in overtime, and now you're on this win streak after the bye. Everybody's going to be fired up. Like you said, hopefully the crowd is wild. That Scott Stadium, I know in the student section, will be going crazy. But you mentioned college football playoff talk. It's absolutely real. But let's take a step back. How about ACC championship talk?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it right now, they're tied for first in the ACC at 3-0, and kind of the big three right now as far as that college football playoff talk and ACC championship type talker, you know, Miami, who's been incredible to start this season, one of the best teams in the country. Georgia Tech has played really well under Brent Key to start this season, and then you got Virginia right there. So I think it's those three, you know, the three ranked ACC teams at this point. You know, Florida State's kind of fallen off since that Virginia game. You know, they lost last week to Pitt, who they've kind of turned their season around right now too with the quarterback change. And then kind of lurking right behind those three is Duke. And you look at the ACC slate this Saturday, and it's really intriguing because you got Duke and Georgia Tech playing each other. Friday night, you got Louisville and Miami playing each other. So, like, there's some big games in the ACC that could kind of shift this whole, you know, ACC championship talk.
I think there's going to be a lot of shifting. I think SMU's lurking. I still like what they've done with Rhett Lashley, and their losses this season have been close too. And they're 4-2, 2-0 though in the ACC. You're right about this Duke Georgia Tech game. I mean, that will completely change the standings. I feel like Georgia Tech and Miami are the two right now that have just looked incredible. UVA's right behind them because of the unfortunate loss to NC State. Outside of that, you'd be talking about how good UVA is. But then you're right, like the way UVA schedule is set up. You would love for Duke to beat Georgia Tech, and then you beat Duke, and then it's UVA and Miami as the lone undefeated teams.
Yeah, I mean, look at the rest of the slate for Virginia. It's all winnable. That's the thing, is like you got past those two kind of juggernauts in your schedule, so to speak, of Florida State and Louisville. Now it's, you know, you got Washington State here, and then the ACC play, you got at UNC, golly, at UNC, whatever that team is at that point.
Right. They're getting worse every week.
Yeah, at Cal, you got home against Wake Forest, who's they've kind of found a rhythm under Jake Dickert, so that's going to be a tough game at home. And then at Duke, I think is right now, that's kind of the one you hold up on the second half of the schedule, is like, that's going to be a big game.
Right, and that's not the Cameron crazies. Like,
no.
that's what's so wild, is that we're sitting here October 16th, 2025, talking about UVA versus Duke could decide the ACC title game.
And not basketball.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so wild. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting. I also think that, like, there are teams with one loss in conference, like Louisville, like you mentioned, Pitt, that could make some noise and make things happen. It just comes down to who you end up playing, because Virginia, they avoid, you know, the nightmare matchup right now this season.
Yeah, they don't have to play Miami. They don't have to play Georgia Tech. So that's good for them. But yeah, this ACC, as always, is just kind of like who survives. Like Miami was supposed to go to the ACC championship game last year until they lost to Syracuse in the last game of the season. So like something can always happen. As good as Miami has been to this point, something weird could happen. It could happen this Friday night against Louisville, who I think is still a really good team.
Yeah.
They're banged up, and you know, kind of Virginia just made a few more plays. But yeah, like anything can happen. So
this has been my crazy prediction. Stubb loves this, is that Virginia Tech gets the revenge on Miami from last year.
Oh,
how crazy would that be?
Okay,
we won last year. Right, so.
Exactly. He still thinks Daquan Felton caught it. He didn't catch it, Stubb. They reviewed it. But like, how crazy could that be if Virginia Tech beats Miami and then it's UVA versus Virginia Tech and they need to win that one? So much craziness could happen.
I would fully expect something like that to happen, because there's all, no matter what happens towards the end of the season, there's always some kind of extra stake with that Virginia Tech game. Even if one team is far better than the other one, there's still something to that game. And I know Virginia fans, that's still probably one of the top games on their mind, is like, as the boogeyman in this, you know, great race to an ACC championship game appearance and maybe a college football playoff appearance, is, oh boy, we got to face a Virginia Tech team with an interim head coach. Where have we seen that story before? I don't know, maybe 2021 when Bronco Mendenhall got, you know, his last ride there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and then you even got to mention that Dabo Swinney's boys have looked better in the last 2 weeks. They could ruin SMU's season. They could ruin Duke's season. They could ruin Louisville's season. Now, they don't have Miami on the schedule, and with two losses, they're probably cooked, but they could play the boogeyman here for the rest of the season.
It seems like, too, Cade Klubnik is a little questionable heading into this SMU game, so this could be, you know, you'd mentioned SMU earlier.
This could
be the bounce up the standings that they need to kind of put themselves in that ACC championship talk again.
I mean, because when you look at SMU, like, they did not lose an ACC game last year. They have yet to lose an ACC game since entering the conference, and their loss at TCU is a good program, and their loss against Baylor was 48-45. It was an incredible matchup. And look, I saw you at ACC tip-off. I saw you at ACC kickoff. Rhett Lashley is just so impressive. I think he is going to be a coach that might end up in the SEC in the next few years.
His name's already starting to pop up for some of those open SEC jobs. You know, Arkansas is out there. Florida might open up. There's definitely already some Rhett Lashley talk going on.
Absolutely. Preston Willett with us here. Check out his work. The writer for The Saber and host of Who's On the Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Preston Willett. All right, quickly here, let's get to UVA basketball. You were there in Charlotte, so you spoke with Ryan Odom. I know all about Odom's offense from the last 2 years at VCU, but I'm excited to see full court defense at UVA. That's going to be different.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be such a little culture shock. They play tonight their first exhibition game at Vanderbilt, but it's not streamed anywhere, so we won't really see it till next week when they host Villanova for an exhibition game. But you know, they worked on offense all during the summer and stuff, so that now they're kind of turning their focus to the defense. And you know, they're talking about a couple guys like Chance Mallory, who's a freshman out of the Charlottesville area that has been really good in that full court pressure. Jakari White, transfer from North Dakota State, has been excellent, you know, forcing steals and everything. So they're really starting to turn up the heat defensively, and I don't know if we've seen that in a long time at Virginia. You know, there was a couple like Kihei Clark, you know, full court press, like one man full court press, and he would like turn you over in the backcourt. We saw that a couple times, but yeah, we haven't seen anything quite like this.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Malcolm Brogdon retired yesterday. Yeah. Dallin Hall's got a little Malcolm Brogdon to him. That dude is so hard to stay in front of. He's going to get into the paint and probably have a game or two where he has like double digit assists. I respect Ball, and he destroyed VCU in Denver. I was there for the NCAA tournament game, and throughout his time at BYU, like, he earned the minutes. Then they brought in this freshman from Russia, Yegor Dem, and then it gets drafted. So I asked him, what played a biggest factor in you transferring out of BYU? And he said he wanted to handpick his coach. And all of his friends from Utah area had played for Odom at Utah State. They all told him how great he was. I think Dallin Hall is going to be awesome in the ACC.
I've from the very beginning when he committed, I was like, this is going to be like the fan favorite guy, Dallin Hall, because he's athletic as, you know, a 6'4", 6'5 point guard, and but he's also just such a smart ball player. And Virginia fans fell in love with Andrew Rohde by the end of last season, mm-hmm. who had a shaky start to his time at UVA, all things considered. But, you know, he also became that guy that kind of set up his teammates, and that's what Hall's going to do. Like, this is going to be a team with a couple different guys that can just put up buckets. Malik Thomas, Jakari White, Testa Ritter, the guy from Belgium.
That's the big X factor. Yeah. Is if Testa Ritter's scoring 10-plus points, this is like a Sweet 16 team in my mind.
I don't see how he couldn't. He was doing that against professional men in Spain, the second best league, you know, in the world. So
But there's more Americans in college basketball.
That, this is true, but I think that DeRitter, I don't see a lot of ways that, you know, he's not at least a, you know, above average starter in the ACC. Like, he's a grown man with like that bully instincts that's gonna plow through a couple guys in the ACC this year.
That's our buddy Preston Willett. Tell everybody a little bit about the work you're doing for the Saber and Who's On podcast and when they can check it out.
Yeah, new Who's On podcast drops every Monday and Thursday just about during the season. Just had a good episode going over some midseason grades, Washington State preview, and also interviewed Eric Becker, shortstop for the UVA baseball team. I know it's, you know, we're talking about football and basketball
but
here.
They've got a new franchise coming, coach, right?
New coach and Chris Pollard, so getting a little deep dive into him and you know, also Eric Becker, just one of the best players in the country. So good to chop it up with him. And always stuff. We just started our walk up to the season for basketball. So we got that series going on at thesaber.com. And we also got, you know, football content as always. Like I mentioned earlier, Dan Rickard's story coming out today.
Awesome. That's Preston Willett. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Thanks to Preston Willett for stopping by. You can check out his work, thesaber.com, and Who's On, the podcast. For more things all UVA here on 910 The Fan, that's Monday nights. Who's Talking can be heard every Monday here. Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. So Washington is preparing for the Dallas Cowboys, but every week on AWOD Radio, we've been putting together, as we are proud to be Richmond's home for the Commanders, we get all that sweet audio of Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher, along with Logan Paulson as well, doing great work on the sidelines. Here's the official Commanders radio broadcast giving you the clips for our Commanders blind audio rankings here on AWOD Radio. So it's always tough to do this after a loss, Stub, because it's going to piss me off. Like, I already know I'm going to get upset. I'm going to work myself into a frenzy here. So let's just get it started. Let's get this damn segment over with.
Okay.
Bears break four. Jaden throws one to Jeremy McNichols. He's open on the near sideline. Spins back to the middle of the field and gets down to the 34. A gain of 13 and a conversion on fourth down.
I love this play call. That's how you get.
Oh, that was a big play in the game. A big play in the game. We needed that, right? I mean, this team on fourth down this season hasn't had nearly as many opportunities, but it was a gotta-have-it play, and you went to McNichols, and I believe he had to make a guy miss or he was not going to pick up the first down. He's been so good. He's been Jeremy McAngry this year. Mick, don't forget about me, as everybody's talking about Bill over and over again. But McNichols had three catches for 30 yards. I'm going to say that is number three. That was a big play. Wasn't right. The biggest play, but I'm going to put that down here as number three.
All right, let's move on to our next one.
The back is Johnson. Now motion Akeem Zaccheaus. They're going to throw for it. Caleb dropping back. Throws underneath. That's nearly picked up by Frankie Louvo, but he knocked it down, and it's a turnover on down.
So we're going with two fourth down plays. Washington converts one. Bears don't convert. Zaccheaus just dropped that, right? Ended up being a turning point play here. I'm going to say that's a little bit ahead of our fourth down. I'm going to say that's number two.
Number two, all right.
Yeah, because look, we made a million mistakes and had turnovers. That was our forced turnover right there. Missed fourth down by the Bears.
Bring heat coming. Free rusher. He gets away from one. He's rolling to his left. Dorrance Armstrong is bearing down on him. He is popped out of bounds at the 38-yard line with 24 seconds to go in the half. What a big hit by the Commanders' defense.
We call it hammer time.
That was an exciting call. Trying to remember the play.
I think that was Louvu.
That was the play
when it hits him hard.
Like on the sidelines. Yeah. And Caleb's like screaming at his coaching staff what happened there.
Yeah.
And then they end up not getting a point right before the half there. That was a big stop. Didn't really flip the game, but it was like, it was a big moment.
Louvu rocked him.
Louvu definitely rocked him. I really wish he fumbled that play there. I'm going to say that's number four. Louvu rocks Caleb.
All right.
Bill in the backfield with Jaden. He's going to throw for it. Looking, surveying, throws back to the end. That is caught! A diving Zach Ertz! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
I mean, I have to put that
this
at number
stealing,
one.
Baby. Like, take a candy from a
baby. And the stuff, come on now. Pat me on the back. What did I say all week long? Give me Zach Ertz red zone target. He didn't get too many targets. He got a red zone target, and he caught it into the back of the end. Also, you know how difficult that is? Like, the level of difficulty in that is like a 9 out of 10. He's running his route, doesn't even look up to see the quarterback. He kind of dove, caught it, and got 2 feet in. But, like, you can't catch that with your body. That has to be snagged with your hands.
It's kind of Zach's best thing here. He goes in the end zone, and it's like heavy traffic, and Jaden throws like a laser to him, and he always comes down with it.
It's a veteran move right there. It's a dude that has, there's a reason he's made a living in the NFL for plays like that. I'm going to go with that at number one, just because it's been the best play we've heard so far.
All right. So you only have number five left, so this will be the fifth worst one.
I know. That's why I don't like this segment.
Snap to Daniels, pumps left, looks right, throws open to Luke McCaffrey behind the defense. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Luke McCaffrey was sprung free.
This is a great play call, and this is the Deebo Samuel thing. You throw a bunch of bubble screens to him, and then you fake the bubble, and Luke McCaffrey fakes like he's gonna block, and he is literally wide open for the touchdown. What a play call.
So that's number five on our list, but it's number one on my list of reasons Cliff Kingsbury is an awesome offensive coordinator. He had been throwing Deebo screens the whole game, the whole season. They faked it. The Chicago Bears corner jumped it. Oh, my, I love that replay. He jumped that like he was going to pop Deebo Samuel and force a fumble. Nope, you forgot about Luke. Luke Skywalker to the end zone.
What was Jane's quote last night? Luke has the two of the most wide open touchdowns I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like there was no one near him.
What was the other one that was wide open?
Maybe a second. Like that was a quote from Jane. Is he's yeah. at two. It wasn't this
oh,
game.
Oh, well, he scored. Oh, he scored in the back of the end zone two games ago.
Right. Yeah. And there's just no one.
There was no one near him. Yeah. No. Good stuff from Luke McCaffrey there. So not my best blind audio rankings. You know what I should have done is just moved everything back.
Yeah, down one.
Right, down one, and then that could have been number two or number one on my list. So I don't know. What grade would you give me there? Six, seven? I just want to make
sorry,
you laugh.
That was good. yeah, I'll give you a six because the order was right.
Six,
but putting,
seven.
Six, seven.
All right, so explain to us why Jaden Daniels said that, so, and it made your day yesterday. Do we need to tell the audience, or do we have Jaden saying it? Is it not even worth it to play it? The Junkies did 20 minutes on it.
They did 20 minutes on it.
And a million phone calls. Because they've never felt old. Older.
I don't fully know. I mean, brain rot's kind of been big with the youth.
Yeah.
Things that don't mean anything.
I say brain rot to my girlfriend all the time. I'm like, get off your phone. Your brain is rotting.
Yeah. I think it has something to do with some marijuana.
Okay.
It's kind of just another number that represents it. But there's this video of this like blonde kid and he goes 6'7".
Yeah.
And everyone, it's just people keep doing it. Especially in the NFL. I mean, there's been so many bits of players doing that.
Kyler Murray threw a touchdown and was like, the guys in between him were 6 and 7. It's so stupid. But what I kind of liked about the segment this morning was all these teachers called in and parents and they were complaining about their kids. Because their kids just say it all the time. They'll be like, all right, today's the 4th. We have to go to a birthday party on the 5th. 6'7". Woohoo! Woohoo! I mean, I don't understand
it's
the generation.
Chicken Jockey. Remember Chicken Jockey?
No,
we're doing that? Yeah.
Bad movie. Good term, I guess. I don't know.
I think even in the trailer, the South Park episode dropping tonight, they're doing a 6'7".
They're doing
episode,
a 6'7 bit. Yeah.
Where it's like they think their kids are in a cult.
I think it is the 6th episode of the 7th season. No, I'm just kidding. But
7th season. It's like the 40th.
Yeah, no. What was funny is when Jaden said it, he didn't mean to say it, and then
he
realized
it,
he said it.
He said probably our
and just started cracking up.
6'7"
Yeah. Well, I mean, I literally made the mistake earlier this week. I said, all right, we're getting geared up for week 6-7. No, it's week 7, right? Is it week 6 or is it week 7? It's week 6-7. I'm just making stuff
laugh. It does make
me
laugh.
I mean, it's the easiest joke in the world to make him laugh. I love it. And like, you don't laugh at things I say. Like, you probably go home and complain about how unfunny I am and how I think I'm a stand-up comedian. No, Michael's the real stand-up comedian. But today I made you laugh.
6-7.
Yeah. All right, what segment is this? 6 or 7? We got an hour left of AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back if I don't get any stupider.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.